Blog Talk Radio.
To a pop-up, a real pop-up. It wasn't just like a, oh, I thought about it this morning pop-up. It's actually a 15-minute, oh, my goodness, my internet's back, my electricity's on pop-up. So please know that you are at the Bonnie Albers on-air show, and this was where you were meant to be here today with me and my guest, who is really a co-host. She actually started me on the radio, I'm going to say 7 years ago, and she is amazing in her own right, and you know her as Kelly Coulter. So I want to say hello to Kelly. Hi.
Good morning. It's still morning here. It's afternoon where you're
well,
at.
I know, and it's so nasty out. It just shows what has happened to me all day. I do want to explain to everybody, today is usually Jerry, And Jerry, I had no internet. And thank gosh for my dear, sweet friend and soul sister, Kelly, because she takes me out of every bind I could ever be in every day of my life. Anyway, she always wants to be here with you. She's always wants to help me out. And I am so grateful she's here. But I do want you to know that when the show can go on, the show can go on. And as soon as the internet went up, which was about 10 minutes ago, I screamed to Kelly, I gotta put the show on. And the show, as they say in Hollywood, must go on. And we want it to go on. So I just want to thank you, Kelly, for your energy and for everything you do for the show. And I know that I don't thank you enough, but I hope that you know how much you mean to this show and me personally.
Thank you. I love you too.
Yeah. And let me just, before I go into the show, I had pulled a card for the show and I love it because, you know, me and I didn't pull a flower therapy card. I actually felt like the universe said, pull the universe has your back card. Since it's the beginning of the new year, the beginning of the new decade, everyone was hit by that full wolf blood super, I don't know what it was called, moon. In Cancer, and I just want to rip it up to shreds. I felt that these are the cards that they want me to get through to you. Before we actually do that, Kelly, I want to say hello to Kay. She's in chat. Hi, Kay. The universe has your back, too. So I am going to read the card that I pulled for you, and I do want to tell you Jerry wanted to be here with you today. But I made sure, because I didn't know if I could put the show on, he is in the UK, that we rescheduled his show for next Wednesday. So, Kelly, I pulled a card for today.
Ooh, alrighty.
And the card from the universe has your back is, and I love this, and I know everyone out here will totally resonate, which is why I had a smile when I pulled it. But the universe has your back card came out with, my energy creates my reality. What I focus on is what I will manifest. I mean, think about what we were just talking about, Kelly. If you think about the better side of the universe and the greater side of life, then you're going to manifest the higher octaves of everything. If you are going to go back into the past and relive memories that don't serve you, which is what the full moon was all about, and the new moon was getting rid of all that, you're going to manifest what you feel, and you create that energy. So everyone out there, and I can't, I know that I don't probably say it enough, but keep a positive attitude, think positively. Even in challenging situations, and I'll let Kelly talk in a second, but even in challenging situations, we need to find, and Kelly does, and I do too, after a certain second, but I believe that if you manifest the positivity in a not-so-positive milieu or energy, then you will see that what you manifest will start to come into reality, even though it might be in challenging energy, you're going to dissipate that because what you create is what you believe is energy. And if you believe that you're going to have all positive things happen, then you will see the negative or the challenging energy start to go because they can't stay when sunlight comes out. What do you feel about that, Kelly?
Yeah, that's light dispels the dark.
Absolutely. And I don't want to mention names because I don't want any names on here, but you do know we were just talking about that. When incidences happen that you relate to and they aren't the positive side of an incident or a positive sign of reality, just you make it positive. What we create, we are. And so I always believe that when you see challenging situations, whether it's love or job or whatever you're dealing with, just start putting the positive in, the positive words, and the positive, I can do this, like that choo-choo train. What's that choo-choo
right.
train?
I think I can. I think I can. I think I can.
Yeah.
The little engine, it could. I think I can. I think
the
I can.
Engine.
Yep.
And don't create the drama part of the challenging energy, because that's what you're going to end up with, drama, and then you'll have to dig your way out of that one. So do you have any hints from Heloise today, Kelly, or tell us about what means?
I do. I absolutely do. I was waiting for that. When you finish getting yourself ready in the morning, you must go get the planet ready. And this is the quote was from Antoine de Saint-Exupéry from The Little Prince.
Wow. I love that. I love that because, you know, I'm all about prince and princesses since I am one. I mean, why wouldn't I?
Right.
You know?
And
I mean,
the other thing that I see real positive here is today we've had the moon has been in Pisces for like 3 days. It went in Sunday at 6:44 in the evening your time. And it's Pisces, water, fruitful, but you know, Pisces is also really emotional. And I have seen the like of my my youngest son emotional in the way I've never seen him before. So I'm going, yeah. So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, which the moon was all in Pisces there. And then today we finally at 6:51 a.m. your time, it moved to Aries. And I went, thank God, because he woke up, he got up. Yeah.
Aries is the god of war. The
oh, but it's the ram, but it's the ram. It's and Aries is a starting sign. It's a cardinal sign, and it's like it beats the heck out of, you know, he's got his, and he is an Aries. See, so for him, that was really
good.
Because he got his feet out of the water. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. And he got his feet back on dry land, and he's moving forward. So, and he's
that's
off the pity pot. Yes, it was really nice because he went through a couple of those, what I call the Marianas Trench days that I did earlier this month. And I'm going, it just seems like it's cycling around and hitting people at different times.
Yeah. So now tell me more about the moon being in Aries. It's in Aries right now?
Yeah. Yep. It went into Aries this morning at 6:51 a.m. your time.
Ah, no wonder everything
uh-huh.
was a struggle for me. I love Aries
right.
because they are the starter. They are the first sign, really, because they are
right.
the first sign of the zodiac. They say that Aries is like 0 to 5 years old. They're kids who have enthusiasm. They want to jump in. It's the
right.
whole card. But guess what? One, they don't ever finish things. And two is, they burn out. So Aries,
that's the starter thing. You have to have some of that fixed stuff. Yep, exactly.
You do in order for the rest of us to start. Go ahead.
So what I can say about it is they give a little depth here. The three fire signs, of course, are Aries, Sagittarius, and Leo. They're action-oriented, outgoing, energetic, and spontaneous. And with the quality called the quadruplicity, it's a cardinal sign. The cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer. So you're a cardinal sign, too. Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn represent beginnings and newly initiated action. They initiate each new season in the cycle of the year. And the other thing that I hadn't realized where we were at is for some reason, I mean, I got the new moon moment on Friday. And I was like going, woo. And then I totally missed the beat with Saturday was the start of the year of the rat. That's the Chinese New Year started on Saturday. And
yeah.
I was like going, for some reason, I was thinking it was starting like this weekend. I was like, going, I don't know why.
Me too.
But I was like, whoa.
No,
it's like, yeah, but it started on the 25th. It's like that was ushering in that was the new year. And I mean, I looked at that and I went, you know, it was really cool because on Saturday, I mean, I don't know how coincidental that, you know, that might have been. The basketball team we played, it's like our boys had a win. Our boy, I mean, because typically the girls team has been winning you know, and it's like, and sometimes even our JV or, you know, junior high boys and stuff, but it's like the junior high boys won, the girls won, and finally our high school boys won like 62 to 12. That they had a huge, you know, it was a huge win.
So
kind of to the new year, new start, new moon.
Okay.
I was going to say, new moon, new start, new year of the rat. It's like on, it favored them for whatever reason. It was really good.
That's great.
And see, my oldest son is year of the rat, so he's going to do really well this year. He's going to be 36 in June, but this is his year. It's like, so he ought to have some good stuff go down for him because he is a rat.
I was at my nail place yesterday, and they all celebrate, of course. She's from Vietnam, and some of them are from Thailand,
cool.
And they love that. They do all kinds of, like, you know, now a lot of them aren't traveling because of this virus that's going out. But she was so excited, and I asked her what some of the characteristics were of the rat. She's funny because she said, well, I'm a rabbit, so I don't know. I'm just hoping the rats and rabbits get along. So it would be interesting if we could find out what the different characteristics and why they created that animal. I did ask, but because we have a shorter show, Kelly, I want to go right to the phone lines. But I think that's very interesting. I feel like I got to tell you something. I thought the new year started in February, so I was with you.
Right.
I didn't realize that the Chinese
then it started
New Year
on the 25th. I was like, oh my! So boom, boom.
Yeah.
I do have one other real quick thing here, though. For the Aries moon, so because it's going to be an Aries here for a couple, 3 days. The energy of an Aries moon is masculine, dry, barren, and fiery. Aries provides great startup energy, but things started at this time may be the result of impulsive action that lacks research or necessary support. Aries lacks staying power, which is what you said. Use this assertive outgoing moon to initiate change, but have a plan in place for someone to pick up the reins. When you're impatient to move on to the next thing, work that requires skillful but not necessarily patient use of tools, cutting down trees, hammering, etc., is appropriate in Aries. Expect things to occur rapidly, but to also quickly pass. If you are prone to injury or accidents, exercise caution and good judgment in Aries-related activities. So the ruler's Mars, impulse is action, rules ahead and face. And it's like, I have seen people get hurt. You know, it's like, well, in Aries, children typically tend to get, you know, have most of their scars on their head and their face, which I look at both of my Aries children. They had, you know, significant, like my older daughter, who's an Aries, like fell down a set of concrete stairs and had like, when she was 18 months old, I'm like going, she tumbled and it's like, you know, she reached the bottom and she was okay. We picked her up and it's like, she had a scrape right in the middle of her forehead and we were going out and I was like going, so I kind of looked at my brother and, you know, his wife and they said, well, let's put some goop on it. Let's go. I was like, alrighty, you know, and it wasn't until we got home that night and I stuck her in the tub. It's like, then we found the rest of the story down her back, down her front, et cetera, where she tumbled. I was like, oh, and then I felt really bad because we just saw the big thing on her face. And was like, oh man, you know, but Zeri's the same way. He's got like 1, 2, 3 injuries on his head.
Well,
three scars on his face.
Well, they say the same thing about Libra, that Libra always has either scars on or some type of marking on their neck or face. So it's very interesting.
Huh.
And Libra is all about
beauty. Yeah, because Taurus rules the neck.
Yeah, so it's
and
really
Libra's
crazy.
And Libra's further down.
Yeah, it's if you read on the urology books, if you read on the astrology books, that's what they say. And I think Ron went through that with one of our shows, the different characteristics that you look for in certain signs.
Right.
There was one because my son is that, which is Sagittarius. And he said, Sagittarius, one of their big thing with men is that they are very well endowed in the places they need to. And I'm like, Ron, please don't say that on the air. But the good news is he kept it clean. So it was interesting because he did that show and it was a really amazing show and I loved it. But I do want to get into the audience, Cal. Are you done with the moon, or is there something else you need us to know?
I actually I looked this up really quick because the Libra moon or Libra rule is ruler's Venus, impulse is balance, and it rules the lower back, kidneys, and you're behind.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking,
for some reason.
Interesting. Yeah. But they have marks on their like neck and face. That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So because I remember, and the reason why is because one of my kids' friends was a Libra, and they had, and I said that, and they said, oh yeah, they have a mark right on their, you know, they have like a birthmark on their neck. And so that's why.
Oh,
it was just,
okay. Gotcha.
They're born with it. It's usually from a past life. So that's really interesting. They have, you know, wounds or marks from a past life. And it's very interesting if you go into astrology. I'll ask Bob to, you know, to bring us that when he comes back on the show and ask him if he can do on marks, birthmarks and things for the zodiacs. I know that one of them are quite tall. If you're born and, you know, you're usually quite tall. And it's really, I mean, it's not going to be 100% because nothing is ever 100% except spirit. And right. We are walking between worlds, but we're not actually walking on just one. Well, we are walking in on the earth, but all of us walk in between. So it'll be very interesting to hear. I am going to go to the phone lines and, well, you know, it is the end of the new year. I want to tell everybody, well, it's the end of the first month of the new year. And that's why I kept putting Happy New Year. So I am going to, that's why I had the Happy New Year up until I did today's show, because today's show was more of a pop-up. And I think we begin in February because Jerry's was the end of the Happy New Year for that month. And I love starting out with happy, happy. We are starting a new decade. We're starting a new year. We're starting a new life. So again, this will be the last show, except I did put one on for, because Jerry's missing today, for next week. It says Happy New Year. But we are doing the last show today of the first month of the fabulous, awesome beginning of 2020. So I am going to pick you up. Mm-hmm. And what, because it's a shorter show, what if you want to tell us what you expect out of the year for yourself, we would love to hear it. If not, just go right into a question. Please, if you've given Kelly your birth date, then she's not going to look up your card unless it's been a while, because she's going to give you the first 52 days where you are right now and your yearly card. So if you want to hear, and you haven't called within 52 days, and you want to hear what your next group of what your next card is for the Atlantean life and birth cards, then you can tell us your birth date. If not, go into your question. So 2-6-7
And what I will say, because I know sometimes people think, oh, you know, we've told you this before. And I was like going, yeah, but I don't keep track of, you know, names, numbers, anything. So it's like, it's just
either
a clean slate each time. So, yeah.
Either do I. So that's cool. Oh my goodness gracious. I'm seeing a number that I've never seen because it's a 407. So I got to pick that one up because that's my area code. 407, you are on with the girls. Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Lori, and I'm calling from Central Florida.
Lori,
oh, wow.
I live in Central Florida. So where in Central Florida are you calling from?
Orlando.
I'm from Orlando. Wow. Actually, do you live closer to Winter Park, Lake Mary, or Kissimmee, or Disney?
No, much closer to Disney, Dr. Phillips.
Oh, I love Dr. Phillips. Oh my goodness. Do you know one of my kids go to from here? I'm in, you know, I'm pretty far up Sanford, Lake Mary, Heathrow area.
Mm-hmm.
It's only like 20 minutes from there. But one of my children they go to school on Kirkman right next to Universal Studios. It's the Valencia College campus. So I know exactly. And Dr. Phillips, I love Turkey Lake and Dr. Phillips, Sand Lake Drive. Are you down there?
Yeah, the remote side. The remote side, it's just, it's kind of weird. We're like almost up on a mountain. I love it. It's just remote. We're in Orlando, but it's almost like we're at the end of
Atowee.
It. I can't explain it exactly.
Are you
in
Atowee?
No. We're in Orlando for sure.
Well, I am so happy to talk to another 407 sign. So hi, welcome, welcome. Our weather isn't great today, but it's okay. It's better than being 50 below where Kelly is. So how can we help you today?
Actually, it's not that bad today. It's like we're in the 20s, so it's like and you never did tell me what the temperature is down there. You just said it was cold, and I'm like, going, how cold?
I think Laura, is it Lori that we're talking to? Lori, it should be in the 60s, isn't it? Let me take a look. Yeah, let me take a look.
Yeah, well, you're in the 60s, and that's cold. Oh my,
70.
That's t-shirt weather out here. That's our summer.
No, it's 70, actually. I don't know why I said we're cold, but I guess it's because we don't have our sun out today. At least up here we don't. Okay, Lori, so give us your birth date, because we haven't talked to you for a while. Give us your birth date.
Okay. That's 5/28. Do you need the year as well?
Just your age.
How old
age.
You are.
Yes.
Oh, 5/28/66. I'm 53.
Okay.
You're 53. You are, and I love the 66. It's a shame you weren't born. I know if one of our friends was born 6/6/66. Mm-hmm. So how about that one? Can you imagine all the people born on 6/6/66? See, we love that number. And yeah, he's another spirit medium. So, I'm really happy to meet you. What can we, well, Kelly's looking up your birth card. What would you like to know, Lori?
Well, like you said, we're in a new decade. And I'm always really, really happy to start something brand new. Because when the 90s were done, I couldn't wait for the new decade. And here we are. We're going to go into a new decade. So, I guess more than anything else, I don't want to be scattered anymore. I want to have one focal point of concentration, career-wise, family's good, home situation's good, career not so good. I am an artist, and I need to get this off the ground because I've been writing and writing and writing and writing for like 20 years, and I need to do something with it.
Do you publish?
Don't know exactly how to get that accomplished, and I don't want to go the electrical
route. Okay, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be a sad thing for you not to, but let me tell you, I'm going to read the card that came up, and I'm sure you remember what card I read. It's the energy of the universe has your back. My energy creates reality. If you don't want to be scattered, you don't create the scatteredness. And it says, what I focus on is what I will manifest. So if you really want to manifest what you're doing artistically, you need to hone and laser focus what you want from that reality. If you're going to write and tell me, well, I don't want electronics. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. What you're not doing is letting the universe know what you want and what you expect. Because the I don't want is what you want out of the vocabulary. What you want to say is, I want my works to be out there. I want to make people happy and healthy, and I want to create love. So I don't know what you write, but whatever you write, if the reason you're not publishing it is because you don't know how, it's very easy. My girlfriend is a writer, and she published about 90 books. Maybe 70, and she's a very successful writer. You can look her up. She writes under the name Regina Carlisle. So there's a lot to go to writing, but she says there's a formula for it. She plugs in what she wants, and then she sells them on Amazon. Now, you'd say to me, well, I don't want to sell it on Amazon, and I'm going to tell you, then you really don't want to be creative, because what they're showing me is you need to get any of your work out. No matter how you get it out, you've got to get it out. And if you keep putting like stipulations on, I'm listening to spirit, if you keep putting stipulations on it, then you really don't want to get it out. It's like somebody that says, oh, I want that chocolate bar, but oh, I can't eat it because I'm lactose intolerant. Well, I can't eat it because I'll get fat. I can't eat it because you really want that chocolate bar, but you're creating all the walls so that you don't get it. Okay, and then you walk past the chocolate bar and you're miserable. So what you're doing with your artwork or with your words or wherever you want to focus on is you're creating walls. You don't want to create that. Do you know that Amazon, my girlfriend sells her books for like $2.99. She makes close to I won't even tell you a month, because everyone can afford, you know, you would hope, $2.99. She's in the book club where if you spend $10 a month at Amazon, you can pick 10 books. So you don't want to sell your book for $31 because you'll have very few people who will buy it. But if you put a really good price on it and sell 6,000 of them or more, then you are putting your work out there and people get to read it and see it. This is what I'm hearing from Spirit, and that's where I'm going to go with you. I'm going to hand you over to Kelly because I'm talking too much right now about it, but they are showing me and downloading me that you need to focus your attention on how you want to get it out and not how you don't want to get it out. Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay. And this is really interesting because this what she has for a long-range card, okay, for starters, your birth card, you are a four of clubs and you have a two of diamonds as your planetary ruler. Four of clubs, any of the fours people are like workhorses. And yours is being a club, you're the scholar of the deck. You have a really fine mind. You know, you can wrap your mind around anything you want to. What supports is that two of diamonds is partnership, and this is about values. You know, the deeper meaning is values. You're here to examine those, and as well as material stuff. Where you're at right now in your 53rd year, you have the Queen of Spades as your long-range card. You are just finishing up your Saturn time, which is probably why stuff has been hard right now for these 52 days. Your Saturn time started December 22nd, and it's going to go until February 12th. So it's like, and then you'll have a breath of fresh air because February 13th starts Uranus time. And the cards change in there. Because right now where you're at with the Uranian, or with the Saturn time, you got a three of diamonds and a nine of clubs. And I'm just going to read real quick, because this, I mean, as Bonnie was talking, I was reading, I was like going, oh my goodness, this really goes right along with this. But when the Queen of Spades is your long-range card, it's the card of self-mastery, and many of those represented by this card have accomplished just that. They have an inner calm that speaks of knowledge and experience and can be successfully applied to any area. In any case, you're good business people with a strong character. Your work is often a labor of the spirit, meaning you do it for more than just the material rewards it offers. The Queen of Spades is the second most powerful card in the deck, and you're most fortunate to have her with you this year. It's a year when you can accomplish your dreams, but not by the usual approach. This year, all success comes from within you by mastering the causes of all your exterior events, by mastery of yourself, by seeing that nothing happens in your life without your permission. You reclaim your power to create the world you desire without trying to change others. This year, you have the qualities of the Queen of Spades at your disposal. This could be a year of mastery and accomplishment for you. Recognize the power you have now and apply it wherever you desire. Look within for your answers and let that inner knowing help you in all your external endeavors. In the keywords, these are the ones I say, it's kind of the mantra, you know, for the year, but a year of hard work and spiritual self-mastery. I master myself, and therefore I master my entire life, which is
wow,
really extremely similar to what Bonnie was saying.
Really?
Now what's going on here for in your Saturn time? You've got the three of diamonds first, and threes are always a little bit of a, I call it a goofy energy. It's like, you know, they're kind of jittery, you know. It's like you can stress about stuff, and it's like, you know, or you can use that creative force. In the Saturn time, that influence brings excessive worry about money that bothers you a lot, perhaps to the point of illness, or someone else's death or ill health causes some financial problems to worry. Under Saturn, your current money fears are probably karmic in nature, that is, a payment for past deeds or actions. Keep a low profile under Saturn and take care of your health and nerves. Any kind of speculation is not supported by this influence. On a deeper level, you're being given a dose of creative energy now, and this energy could be used to help you find more and better ways to make money. However, it would be a challenge to see if you can utilize this energy without letting it turn into worry about money, which is the negative side of this card. Also, the difficulties indicated by this card can be offset by a strong card near the position, which is like a 4 or an 8 or a 10. But you have the 9 of clubs, and that's really interesting because nines are about completing things. And the nine of clubs in Saturn for you is, it could see you experiencing much frustration and worry, and the state of mind could also affect your health. It's also possible that your worrying causes some business losses or even affects your health adversely. Any negative thoughts you have been holding on to about yourself or others could be at the root of your problem. there is a healing potential now if you take responsibility for your mind and develop better attitudes and beliefs. Community or selfless service could also help. This card indicates something important in your life coming to an end. Because this card falls on Saturn, you probably resist and dislike this ending more than usual. For this reason, this may represent some personal challenge and learning opportunity for you, one that ultimately expands your view of yourself and your world.
Wow, I just told you.
I'm like going, now, on the positive side,
oh my God.
This is only until, you know, these cards are only until February 12th. So if you can tie knot and hang on, what you have shifting into Uranus is a Two of Clubs and a King of Clubs. So it's like you're going to go from what's been holding you back, and it's like, but it's exactly what Bonnie said about master your thoughts, focus on what you do want, because one of the most interesting things I learned was, yeah, it is, and it's like a two in the clubs, and the king of clubs is like, that's the highest in the suit. So it's like, it's that you will take charge. You know, it's a take charge kind of card. In Uranus, it's going to be a very unusual way, you know, to do this. And what I'm going to encourage you to do is, like, you know, within the next 12 days, like, call us back when that shift is going on, because it's in there for like 52 days. It's like a watercolor wash, but it's like, so just, you know, tie a knot and hang on, get through this Saturnian time. But what you need to be doing with this completion of Saturn is really focus on, like, what Bonnie said about, you know, about making your mind over, about, you know, the little engine that could, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, and the ant just like, I can't remember that song, but it's like, you know, whoops, scare, there goes another rubber tree plant, you know, that ant.
I heard it. That ant. I just said that to somebody the other day.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Whoops, there you goes. Know. And
another,
oh, you know what?
Another rubber tree. Yeah.
Know
I know. And I can't.
And
yeah.
Fidelio,
there you
give
go.
Give me a second. Give me a second. Fidelio,
right.
If you know that song, can you put some of the words in chat for me? It's whoops, there goes another rubber tree. Whoops, there goes another rubber tree. Whoops, there goes another rubber tree plant. You didn't think the ants could move that rubber tree plant. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So, you know, so it's the other part of this is the two words that are most interesting is I am. And it's like, it says, whatever you say, I am, and whatever you follow that by, it's like you're handing an engraved invitation for that to come into your life. So, for example, you know, if you do the negative, say, oh, I'm always late. Well, you're inviting lateness to be more present in your life. Or if you say, you know, I'm sick or I'm whatever, it's like you're inviting that to come in. But if you say, I am strong, I am taking charge of my life, I am getting control of my mental powers, I am, you know, you want to make sure that those are really positive things that you see that you are inviting into your life. So focus on what you really want to bring in. And it's like, I am publishing my book the way I want to, or I'm, you know, doing this stuff the way that's going to be the most for my best, highest, most positive, beneficial, you know, good.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just, you know, it's really focused on that. Okay. So you've got these next few days to really focus on that and, you know, and tune it up, because when it hits Aquarius, when it hits that the 13th, it's like, and it shifts into that Uranian time, there's going to be some unexpected opportunities, unexpected partnership, unexpected, you know, whatever, where things are going to kind of fall into place. And if your mindset is in the right space and place, it's going to happen quick.
Okay. We need to move on, but I know. We love you too. We love that we said that to you, because I feel like that might be your switch. That might be the switch you need in the next 12 days. So turn it on, change around, take a look. And I am going to put you on hold, because I do have that song. Fidelio says, in a previous show, you said, I'm welcome as long as I wear. Okay. Well, I didn't say that, Fidelio. I don't think so, but that's okay. Anyway, we are going to go to chat because he has high hopes,
high hopes. Yeah, I remember.
Okay. Bring it in, babe. because we have to get this. I had asked somebody in chat, Kay, to send over her birthday. She was really sweet. She's been there for a while. And I am going to give you her birthday. Cards. Keep it, you know, to a minimum. So keep her card for the 52 days and her life card. So K is her. Oh, K, your birthday. You are a Capricorn. 12/29/66. Another 66.
Wow, fire horse here. Okay. Which means that she has just turned 50. Previous just turned 53. So, wow. Okay, 12/29. That sounds really familiar. And I think there's somebody else I know that has this 12/29. Yeah, she's a two of hearts and a two of diamonds. Let me look at this one. There's lots of twos. Two of hearts, two of diamonds. And this year, where she's at in her year. That's a 12. That's the last one. There we go. She's going to be in her Mercury time. Because she just started. Not as much as I thought. Well, because we're through January. For some reason, I haven't got it in my mind that we're almost through January. So I was like, yeah. But she still is in the Mercury time frame. That goes from 12 from the birthday 12/29 to February 19th. So it's you know coming to a close quicker than you think, and then she's going to be into the Venus time starting on February 20th for 50 days. So
let's start with the card she has now.
Right. And what her year long card is, because I love doing it this close, you know, just closer to, you know, the start of the year, because you know you get more out of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, she's got the power card of power cards this year, and the two of hearts. Oh, that's one of the. They call it like the karmic. It's like there's seven cards in the deck that have a special relationship with each other, and this is one of those cards. Anyway. Okay, but she has for this year an Eight of Spades as her long range card. So eights are about power, the power to do and accomplish what you want to accomplish this year. Right now in Mercury, she's got a four hearts and the five of diamonds. So there's some fives, I always say, are the, you know, the adventurers, you know, that restless energy under the fives. People can change geographic locations. What I'm going to say is probably more than likely fives look at the values, and it's like, what are my values? So she may be, you know, shaking up some of her value system. I'm going to get that. I want to get that tower card in though. As a long range, it tells you, the Eight of Spades tells us that this year will be a year you find experiencing more power and control over your health and work matters, and more power in general. This power can be used to rise to a higher position at work, to improve your health, or to have more success in any area of your life. The power and success indicated by this card must be properly applied and directed to get the best results. If you misuse this power to bully others or to impose your will upon them, you'll create bad karma that will cause you problems in the future. So get your goals clear. Use this power wisely. You hold in your hand a magic wand. All you need to do to have anything you want is a little hard work and determination. The key words are a year of physical power and willpower that you can use to overcome any problems in work, health, or other areas. And what I'm going to say, because we forgot to do it yesterday, is especially for all the new people we had, is archives. It's like these shows are in the archives. You can go back if we talk too fast and listen to them again. So you can, you know, kind of pause them, stop them, you know, while you get them there. Okay. And
yes,
then where
she's
at.
Talking to me while you're doing it. So, yeah, she's really excited about everything
awesome.
You're
saying. Okay. Cool. Okay. So that first one. Okay. So she's got the Four of Hearts and the Five of Diamonds, both in Mercury. Fours are about stability, and it's also about relationships. And relationships, you know, people immediately assume, oh, my love interest, this and that, but it's like, you know, hearts are your relationship with everybody, you know, with your mom, your dad, your cousins, your uncles, your aunts, your pets, you know, it's like everybody. It's about relationships. So four hearts in the Mercury period. It usually brings a short-lived but happy time in love and romance, a sudden happiness or pleasure, at home a while on a short trip, perhaps a good book or a new friend. Don't look for lasting relationships now, as Mercury is a fleeting influence. Any marriage under this influence may not have staying power,
You're pretty unclear, Kelly. You're pretty unclear. Uh-oh. I can't hear you. And if I don't hear you, it's like
okay.
you either put the phone
right.
down
okay.
or
is that better?
Something. Yeah.
Is that better?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay. Yeah, it's like the microphone on the phone is in a weird place and it's getting to be an older phone. Okay. So this card usually brings a short-lived but happy time in love and romance, a sudden happiness or pleasure at home or while on a short trip, perhaps a good book or a new friend. Do not look for lasting relationships now, as Mercury is a fleeting influence. Any marriage under this influence may not have staying power unless the two of you share many intellectual pursuits. Generally, a great card for sharing the enjoyment of mentally stimulating activities. This is such a powerful and stabilizing influence. It will produce very good results during this period, even if the other Mercury card is one of challenge or adversity. The fives are rather interesting because what I've discovered is the even cards, you know, kind of even us out. The odd cards can give us literally that it's a bit odd. Things
do you,
can be odd,
know,
but
do you know
the
what
five of diamonds
telling, and, she's saying thanks. She's saying thanks. So do you have more?
Okay.
Are you telling her more?
Yeah. The second card in there is the five of diamonds in Mercury. It indicates a sudden and unexpected change in employment, material circumstances, or the family financial situation. This is possibly an unexpected loss of money. It can also indicate a short journey undertaken for your work or a money deal. Change is in the air under this influence. It could be up or down and possibly related to education or brothers and sisters.
Wow.
So, but,
okay.
it's five of diamonds is generically changes in values, occupation, and business travel. So, yeah.
I love that.
Changes
okay,
in attitude, changes in latitude, nothing remains quite the same.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh,
so that's what
that
the fives
comment.
Are about.
I didn't realize it said it. Well, if you want to, Kay, she's saying, wow, I'm looking to promote, get a promotion on my job. So you just gave
wow.
her those. Yeah, it's going to be about changes. And I love that.
Nice.
Kay, you can go back and listen and take notes. I always forget to tell everybody that we are an archive. You can go into the archives right after the show and listen to it again, or you can get me on podcast on iTunes. Go into iTunes. There's a podcast button on everybody's iPhones, iPads. If you download Bonnie Albers on Air and press follow, you will have every one of my 911 shows that I have done. And there are some pretty cool people that I have interviewed. So it says, I will, you two are earth angels. Thank you, Kay.
Cool. Okay. You know, tell her again, it's like that this will change. This will change on February. Okay, this only goes to February 19th. And in February 20th, she starts in her Venusian time frame, which is, interestingly, another five, a five of spades and a three of diamonds. So it's like five of spades is again that now that's change within like the work, you know, work or health or occupation stuff. Because it's in Venus, it's usually I'm going to say it's going to be a change to something she loves. So it's like if this is a job that she, you know, she's looking to, you know, get a promotion or whatever, it's probably going to be a change to something she loves. Hello? Bonnie, did we lose you? Uh-oh. I think Bonnie might have got kicked out. Dang. Well, that being the case, I'm going to go forward with this just a little bit more. Kay, you're going to get a little bit extra here. The Venus time and is a five of spades and a three of diamonds. So you've got, again, you've got some stuff coming up here, and that'll be in the five of spades and the Venus time. It may bring a trip for love or one that takes you away from a loved one. You might have a change in your love life or a visit from a female. Business travel or changes are favored and bring money. You may be more fickle than usual now. This may be the cause of changes in your relationships. It's an excellent time
Kelly.
To move to a new home. Ah, there you are. You came back.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy. I am so happy. I don't know what in gosh name happened. And the thing is,
you got blogged and dropped.
Back to the board. Yes.
Oh no.
And I kept hearing myself. I don't even know if we're on the board because they are not even showing
oh, wow.
me. There's no blog talk screen.
Oh man, you know what?
So,
I wonder if your electricity went out again or something, or you had a, or if there was a surge. I wonder if you had a power surge. Well, I'm going to finish it just in case. It's an excellent time to move to a new home or better living conditions. You may even remodel or redecorate your home. Now, what I went ahead and did was I was reading her Five of Spades in the Venus period, because that's, you know, talks about doing stuff for love, but it's like, it's also about, you know, possibly moving into a job, you know, the job that she will love. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. So I'm thinking, yeah, I think that's more applicable. So I don't know, because she didn't say she didn't say when the shift or the change or the promotion or whatever might happen. So I'm thinking if it happens, you know, if it happens in Mercury, you know, yay, you know, because I mean, because there's this change coming. Yeah, there's this change coming, but it's like,
we're back.
Good. Yay, we're back. Nice.
Yay. Kay, I just hope, go ahead. Kay, I just wanted to tell you this is a present for you, because I know you've been in chat and you were the first one in there. And I want to thank you for following the show. And you just look like such a sweet lady. I am very happy that you can have this gift from Kelly. So, Kelly, if you want to tell her real quick and wrap that one up, I'm going to pick someone up.
Yes. Yeah, I do. So the second card in the Venus time, which starts, you know, the first one was the Five of Spades. The second one in her Venus time, which starts February 20th, the Three of Diamonds represents financial worries that can cause problems in your relationships. At this time, you may be choosing friends and lovers out of your worry over money, or choosing a job in a hurry that meets your immediate money needs but does not suit you in the long run. In any event, it's unwise to mix love and money during this period. It is also advised to do things that will relax you so you can make better decisions about work and money. So, you know, don't jump out of the frying pan into the fire. I'm hoping that this job, you know, is something that she wants. If it is, then it's like, that's where that five will apply, and she will go forward into something that she loves. So I'm thinking there's going to be change. I think it's going to be good.
Well, she says, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. So again, you're welcome. And we are going to pick up 916. You are on very quickly with us. We are the two. You know what? We're the two. We can't be the Two of Cups, because, like, we're not, you know, that's just not happening. So we could be
like Batman and Robin,
the
dynamic duo.
Sure.
Come on.
That's right. How about Superwoman and Supergirl? So which one are you, the woman or the girl?
Me?
Yeah.
I want to go for Wonder Woman. I like those bracelets and that immortality.
Okay. You can be Wonder Woman. I'm going to be Supergirl. How about that? Because I love Supergirl. It was a series that I got into for a while. Anyway, because I love that she had, like, she would always look for Superman. So that's cool. All right. What did I tell you I'm picking up? Did I give you the... Sue, I see you out there. 917, ask a quick question. We don't have a lot of time for a lot of things, but 917, you are on. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing wonderful. Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Terry.
Terry?
Yes.
Terry, right. Can you give, if you haven't talked to Kelly, she will give you the first card of the 52 days you're in right now. So can you tell her your birth date and how old you are?
Okay, August 12th, and I am 34.
34,
she's
a Leo. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Matt, and you're awfully young. So do you want to read, Kelly? Do you have the card in front of you?
I was going to say, I do. You know what, Bonnie? You're going to love this. She is a double ace of diamonds. So times yourself by two, except in Leo.
Well, honey, you must be fabulous, great, and all of that. So go ahead. Go ahead, Kelly. What is she doing? What are her 52 days? Go.
Where she's at right now, good timing. You just started your Jupiter time January 16th, and that's going to run through March 8th. That's like, so you don't start Saturn until March 9th. So right now you're in Jupiter, in your Jupiter time frame for the year. That is, you know, like the expansion, the blessed time, the, you know, a lot of good things happening, you know, that kind of thing. And in your 34th year, let's see. Your long range is a six of clubs. The sixes are like the faded cards. So you're going to have a lot of things, either karmic or kind of, you know, feel faded this year happening. The clubs are the scholars of the deck. So it's like, I don't know whether, you know, you like teach or educate or take classes or, you know, work or counsel or, you know, what you do. But it's like there's an indication there for opening and, you know, studying new things. It doesn't have to be in, you know, in a class. It can be just, you know, books that you get on your own, whatever. But it's like there's going to be some kind of mental work going on pretty much for your whole year. And in Jupiter, you've got the seven of spades, the faith card, the card of faith, and the three of diamonds. Wow, a three of diamonds there. So in Jupiter, any of the cards that are the, you know, the odd number cards, because sometimes they can be an odd vibe in Jupiter, that's going to kind of flatten out, or, you know, it's kind of smooth that out, because Jupiter is a good time. So it's about with the seven of spades, it's about kind of like sevens and the nines are similar. It's about taking out the negative thoughts and making, you know, I mean, they'll come up for examination and just to see where your fears are. It's like once you kick the fears out and you live fearless and you are, you know, going forward with where you want to be, it's like, you know, taking that leap of faith forward and going, here's where I want to go. I'm not going to worry about where I've been. Here's why I'm going. It's like, you know, it's like the what they're showing me is like footprints in the sand on the ocean. So it's like you're walking down the beach and it's like it doesn't matter where your footprints have been and what they've gone through, because the ocean like washes that away. It's where you're headed for, and it's, you know, where you're making your new footprints.
Wow,
that three of diamonds. Yeah, the three of diamonds. You've got more than one iron in the fire. You've got some possibilities here. Don't let the threes, again, the flip side of threes are stress and worry. Don't let it take you there. Use that creative side of the three. It's for finances, and it's for examining your values. And it's like, I think there'll be some really positive things happening during this time frame. So whatever you're involved in, wherever you're going, it's like, footprints on the water, footprints on the, it's like,
I love that.
Another song, and I'm going, okay, you guys, it's a musical day here for me.
Wow.
But yeah.
I love that. I love that analogy. I love that analogy, and you totally made sense, which is really funny because I had to mute her because we only have 2 minutes, but I have to tell you this, it's just really crazy, is that my favorite numbers were always odd numbers, my husband too, 7, 9, 11, and, you know, my life.
I'm born on the 7th, I gotta like it.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, that just goes apropos for everything that I'm looking at. But I do want to tell everybody in chat, I do see you, you know, sometimes I can't get in there. Fidelio, you are just so funny and really a pleasure to have. Sue, you know, I just adore you. I'm glad, Kay, you got some messages and everybody else that have popped in and out. I do want to let you know the next show is Monday. I don't know if you know this, Kelly. Monday is you is you and Brenda. We're doing a triad show on Monday at 1. So hopefully that will be okay.
Oh, not me and you and a dog named Boo?
Right. Well, unless you're calling Brenda a dog named Boo, and I don't think she would like that. And then, well, she might.
No,
dogs.
I'm a dog. I'm the year of the dog. I'll own that one.
Okay. Well, and Tuesday we've got Brian from A Healing Brew. He's he's going to do the tea leaf readings, and you got to, I told everybody I'd have them back, and that's what's going to come in, and Jerry will be back next week. So for everyone, I want to tell you happy, happy end of January, beginning of the new year, beginning of the new decade. Throw everything negative
beginning
out
of the year of the rat. And rats are good.
Except that they're in the subway in New York. But anyway, everyone.
No, they're not that kind of rat. That's a different kind of rat. They're clever. Rats are very clever and very good with business. Yeah, they have a lot of positive things to say.
I'm excited about the rat then. That will be fabulous. My hand keeps going straight up like the Sagittarius with a bow and arrow right into the sky, which means everything, anything, and awesome is possible. Also, we are off the air in about 40 seconds, but I've got to tell you, the Super Bowl is Sunday. I'm a football freak, and I can't wait.
Oh, that's coming up this Sunday. Okay, February 2nd.
Yeah, everybody who does watch, it's the Kansas City Chiefs playing the San Francisco 49ers. They're two young quarterbacks. They're so young, I don't even think I think my kids are older than them. This should be a good game if they both don't get nervous.
Wow.
Because, you know, young, they want to win. They don't care at any cost. So, everyone, watch the Super Bowl and then let me know on Monday what you thought of the game. So, everyone, again, have a great weekend. Love and light to everyone. Please live a fabulous, awesome, wonderful, healing, and loving life. I will see you back next week. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And Fidelio, you need to take that twice over.
That's a lot of latitude, Bonnie.
It is. Have a great weekend. And again, I send my love and light to you. Peace, prosperity, happiness, and health. Bye.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye.